and emails. I was confessing my sin to my sisters this morning. We have email chat back and forth, family-wise, stay in touch. And for some reason, I put the, this was yesterday, I put the wrong date on there. I put the 5th of April, and I don't know why. So I wrote a long confession today, and I got a response. They were all laughing. I'm glad. Well, your special speaker is yours truly, and I'm glad to be here. Somebody spell four for me. Benjamin, can you spell four? F-O-R. Anybody else? F-O-R? Yeah, there you go. Spell one. F-O-U-R. Anybody else? There's one more. F-O-R-E. They all sound the same, but they're spelled differently, and they have different meanings, don't they? Isn't the English language marvelous? It's no wonder that we have problems in language and grammar. For example, B-O-W. What is that? Bow? Bow. What is a bow? A bow, something you tie with a ribbon, right? Okay. Or something you shoot an arrow with. Rainbow. Okay. Is there another way to say B-O-W? Bow. What is a bow? This would be a bow, formal. Is there another bow? Mrs. Hammonds would know. Oh, right here. I didn't get it. Bow the knee, okay. A word that sounds the same, spelled differently, B-O-U-G-H. When you say bow, what is that? B-O-U-G-H. Yeah, it's a limb off of a tree. So here we have, and I'll get to the message, this preliminary lesson. And if I mess this up, hey, I went to public school, so forgive me, I might have learned it wrong. The word for, Acts 2.38, anybody ever look at that? Acts 2.38, you can turn there. I'm not sure why this causes so much trouble, but in a way I do because of what we just went through. Verse 37, now when they heard this, if you're there, Acts 2.38, it's in your New Testament on page 1151 in my Bible. Now when they heard this, they were pricked in their heart and said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? Then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins. There's that word for the remission of sins. Now what does that word for mean? Do you know that there's about 7, 8, maybe 10 different uses of the word for? I was thinking about this one day when I went to Walmart, and I was looking down the shampoo aisle. And you know, if you look at hundreds, maybe thousands of different kinds of shampoo, and so I found the men's section, right? Good start. Found the men's section, Brother Coe. And then I'm looking here, okay. And I noticed on there, for everyday use, well, okay, I don't wash my hair every day, so maybe that's not for me. And then I saw one down here for dry hair. Okay, so if I want dry hair, I should use this. And then I saw another one that said for oily hair. Oh, if I want oily hair, I should use this. Or is that really what for means? Does for mean in order to have? This is how some would interpret this verse. Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, in order to have remission of sins. We know a Campbellite group that interprets that way. But what if we think about this? If you have oily hair, use this product. So for oily hair, in the case where you have oily hair, use this product. Well, let's see if that interprets here in this verse. Then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins. In order to have remission of sins, or because you've repented. Did I mess that up? The two different meanings of the word for, in order to have or because of. So, if that's still not clear, see me afterwards and I'll try to clarify it for you. But I just wanted to say that because we get to three questions tonight, and I learned this from our brother the other night, just to prompt our thinking. Three questions, and we could put a question mark here. Are you in the way? Three questions. The question depends on the answer to what does in relation to the way mean. Let's pray and ask the Lord to help me to explain this tonight. Heavenly Father, please help me not to get confused, but to convey truth clearly and plainly, and I pray that it would edify and be a blessing, not only to me, Lord, teach me, and our folks tonight. Have your way, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. John 14:6 says what? I am the way, the truth, the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. I am the way. Aren't we glad that by just changing one word that would change the whole meaning of this verse? What if it said a way? I am a way. No. That would mean, there are many different ways, and how would I tell if I'm on the right one or not? Or maybe they're all good. I don't know. But praise the Lord, we have it this way exactly in the English language. I am the way. That means there's no other. Matthew 7:14, because straight is the gate and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. We're going to use quite a few verses. You don't need to turn to all these. Acts 18:24-25, especially verse 24, a certain Jew named Apollos, born at Alexandria, an eloquent man and mighty in the scriptures, came to Ephesus. Verse 25, this man was instructed in the way of the Lord. John 1:23, he said, I am the voice of one crying in the wilderness, John the Baptist, make straight the way of the Lord, the way of the Lord. First question, are you in the way? Are you in the way? You see how the emphasis is on the way? The in is there, preposition, indicating inclusion. Are you included in the way? 2 Corinthians 13:5 says, examine yourselves whether you be in the faith. Prove your own selves. Know you not your own selves how that Christ is in you, except you be reprobates? Here's some ways to prove to yourself whether you are in the way. So let's see. How do we know if we're in the way? Well, first of all, by the word of God. 1 John 5:10-13, he that believeth on the Son of God hath the witness in himself. Verse 11, and this is the record that God hath given to us, eternal life, and this life is in his Son. He that hath the Son hath life. These are familiar verses to you. These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life. We have the word of God to know whether we're in the way. We have the Holy Spirit's witness. We're still in 1 John 3:24. 1 John 3:24. We're going to be there. Why don't you go ahead and turn over to 1 John, and you can look at the verses as I read them. 1 John 3:24, the second part of the verse. And hereby we know that he abideth in us by the Spirit which he hath given us. And Romans 8:16, the Spirit beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God, and if children, then heirs, heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. How can we know if we're in the way, if we're included in the way? By the Holy Spirit's witness. How else can we know if we're in the way? Our prayers are answered. 1 John 5:14, you could look there, you're already in that place. And this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. And if we know that he hears us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desire of him. If you're in the way, your prayers should be getting answered. They may not be answered the way you think they should, but God answers prayer to his children. So a way to know if you're in the way is if your prayers are getting answered. Here's another one, love for the brethren, 1 John 3:16-17. Hereby we perceive the love of God, because he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. But whoso hath this world's good, and seeth his brother have need, and shutteth up his bowels of compassion from him, how dwelleth the love of God in him? So the love of the brethren, if you're in the way. Galatians 6:10, as we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are the household of faith. We ought to do good to all men, have a desire to do that. I was at the gas station here a few weeks ago, and you know what panhandlers are. Sometimes you just cringe, but then I say, what? This could be an angel unawares. And besides, this verse here says I'm to do good to all men, especially them in the household of faith. He said, you know, I'm trying to get somewhere, and it was 6 or 7 in the evening. I was filling up for gas for the next day, and I'm out of money. I really do need to get there, and I don't have gas. Could you help me? Could you just give me a dollar? I said, well, bring your car over here. I filled it up for him. Filled it up, and then, you know, you shake the car like this. I shook it real good and ran it some more. And lo and behold, were you there with me? We got done, and he said, thank you. He was very gracious. I gave him a tract and tried to witness to him a little bit. And he started up the car and started to leave, and there was gas running all over the driveway. We overfilled it somehow. He had a leak. I don't know what it was. But do good, all men. Love for the brethren, love for your fellow man. That might be an indication that you're in the way. How about a love for the word? Psalm 119:97. Oh, how love I thy law, is my meditation all the day. And of course we know Psalm 1:2. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. Do you have a love for the word? If you do, perhaps you're in the way. The way. There's some other things. How about a change in life? 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Hey, when you got saved, did things become different? Did you think differently? Did you have a different perspective? That's what happens when you're in the way. How about fruits of the Spirit? Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, so on. Desire to keep his commandments. A desire to serve him. A desire to spend hours laboring on the property so that the Lord's house looks better than your house. Or at least as good. Concern for the lost. Desire to tell others. A hatred for sin. The Lord's chastisement when you do wrong. You feel the Lord's chastisement? It's an indication of you're in the way. Looking for his coming. Are you looking for his coming? He's coming. Somebody said April 23rd he was coming. I think they missed it. Looking for his coming? You might be in the way. Let a man prove himself. Second question. Let's change the emphasis a little bit. This might be a little negative. Are you in the way? Hey, are you in the way? Preacher's trying to get some things done here in the church. Are you in the way? What does that mean? Are you obstructing things by your attitude, perhaps? By your lack of spirituality? By things that you do that hinder the work? Conflicts? Unresolved? Whatever it might be, are you in the way? Some examples, Saul, Acts 8, 1 through 3. There we find in the scripture how Paul persecuted the church and Christians until he was in the way, the first one. And Christ, he met Christ in the way. Matthew 16, 21 through 24. Christ began to show his disciple how he must go to Jerusalem and suffer crucifixion at the hand of the elders, the chief priests, and scribes, and to be killed. And Peter rebuked him, saying, "Be it far from thee, Lord, this shall not be unto thee." And Christ rebuked him, "Get thee behind me, Satan." It sounded like Peter was hindering the work that had to be done by Christ. He was trying to get in the way, blocking things that needed to be done, hindering, obstructing. Luke 10, 25, scribes, Pharisees, and the lawyers, a certain lawyer stood up and tempted him, saying, "Master, what shall I do to inherit eternal life?" Luke 11 says the scribes and Pharisees began to urge him vehemently and to provoke him to speak of many things, laying wait for him and seeking to catch something out of his mouth that they might accuse him. I think they were in the way. They were hindering Christ. Hey, could we be in the way, possibly, of the church going forward, of the cause of Christ going forward? Romans 14, 13. Christians everywhere could become a stumbling block. Talks about judging, but judge this, that no man put a stumbling block or an occasion to fall in his brother's way. 1 Corinthians 8, 9, take heed by any means this liberty of yours become a stumbling block to them that are weak. Question for you, is there something in your life that's causing an obstruction to the work going on at Tabernacle Baptist Church? Are you in the way? You might be, number one, in the way. I hope you are. If you're not, you need to be saved and get in the way. But number two, are you in the way? Are you obstructing things in progress? Number three, and this is the last one. Where do you think it's going to be? No, we're still focusing on in. Are you in the way? What do you mean by this? Is that the same thing? Here's what I mean. Are you in the way? It's interesting that we've had a preposition, that an adverb, and now we're going to talk about in as a noun. In can be all an adjective, an adverb, a preposition, a noun, and I think there's one other one. Mary? You getting all this? You might use this at school tomorrow. Concerning the way, are you all in? The songs tonight, I try to convey that a little bit. Are you consumed with the way? Are you all in? Paul, Acts 26, 29, in his testimony before King Agrippa said, almost thou persuadest me to be a Christian. And Paul said, I would God that not only thou, but also all that hear me this day were both almost and altogether such as I am, except these bonds. Galatians 2:20. I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. 1 Corinthians 1:5, that in everything you are enriched by him, in all utterance and in all knowledge. Colossians 3:1-11. If you then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above. Thank Pastor Harvey for having us learn this years ago. Where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affections on things above, not on things of the earth, for ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. Hey, are you all in? Mortify therefore your members which are upon the earth. Verse 11, where there is neither Greek nor Jew, circumcision nor uncircumcision, barbarian, Scythian, bond nor free, but Christ is all and in all. Exodus 23:20, sum this up maybe. Remember this, there was a beast. And the angel of the Lord was controlling the beast. And the beast saw an angel in the way, was hindering their progress. I think the Lord has some angels. I know he's protected me in many ways to keep me in the way and to keep me from getting in the way. And to make me want to be all in the way. Numbers 22:31. Then the Lord opened the eyes of Balaam, and he saw the angel of the Lord standing in the way, and his sword drawn in his hand, and he bowed down his head and fell flat on his face. Oh, when you're all in, that's the way it becomes with your relationship with Christ. How about you tonight? These three questions. Are you in the way? Have you proven? Can you go to a place and time in your life when you repented of your sin and trusted in Christ and made him your Savior? So that you can say without a doubt, according to God's word, you're in the way. Number two, are you in the way, somehow obstructing things, the progress of the church? Maybe it's your own life or family. Number three, have you really given it all? Heads bowed and eyes closed. We're done.